It's time for some high school hoops. Join broadcasters Jeff Sacker and Bob Grillo coming up next as they bring you play-by-play action of Vinton County High School basketball games. Coverage of Vikings basketball is brought to you by Call Auto Sales, McDonald's of MacArthur, Gas and Stuff, Virgil E. Hamilton Nationwide Insurance, Ramey's Homes and Automotive Group, General Mills Totino's, Bulisio Foods, and Booth Insurance and Real Estate Agency. Coverage is also brought to you by Family Dental Center of Jackson, Dr. Browers and Crabtree, Vinton County Health Department, Vinton County National Bank, R.M. Williams Funeral Service, Monroe Collision, Cable Channel 15, Mullins Pizza, Tokyo Steakhouse, and Shriver Pharmacy. And now it's time for Jeff and Bob. Go Vikes!
Finally on at Logan High School right now. We think we're on. And the score at the end of the first quarter is 16-13. And it's been a real good game. The Vikings coming in underdogs against Fairfield Union, but have played either a 2-3 or 3-2 zone. And it really got up and down the floor well. It's caused Fairfield Union some troubles. Jeff can hand me the book. I'll kind of tell you how the scoring's going here. So we apologize for the technical difficulty. We tried everything. The station before us had tons of problems as well. So for the Vikings, they are led by Radabaugh with four, Aaron Jones with four, Joe Zuzzi with three, Cassie Bentley with two. For Fairfield Union, Burnside with five, Swingle with five, and six for Thurston. Darren Radabaugh at the ball. She's going to kick it out to Sammy Thompson. Takes about a 10-footer and drains it. Makes it 16-15. And again, we apologize for the difficulties. Nothing we could do. The station before was also having problems. You wouldn't think as many tournament games as they have it here, you'd have this much trouble with the phone line, Jeff.
Always have trouble when we come to Logan. Don't know why.
Always treat us well, but always have troubles here.
It's a wonderful place.
So kicking it in for is Kara Gornell, and she gets the ball out to Noel Roch.
Huge height advantage for Fairfield Union.
Yes, yeah, so that's why Rod's trying to play a zone against him and try to. So he's trying to play a 3-2, just sliding in front of the post players, which is the Bob Grillo defense that I put the girls on this summer. Out of bounds should be Viking ball as it goes off Noel. Is that Roch, Jeff? Rauch?
Rauch.
Rauch. And so the Vikings right now have Aaron Jones, Cassie Bentley, Josie Usley, Sam Thompson, and Darian Radabaugh. Bentley. Bentley's put some really nice moves on early in the ballgame. Radabaugh puts it on the deck, kicks it out to Josie Usley. Josie's going to try to take it herself. Throws a cross-court pass to, and there's Aaron Jones for three. No good. Rebound by the Falcons. Stolen by Usley. Comes out of nowhere. Sam Thompson picks it up. Sammy gets it down to Usley on the block. She's fouled. Misses a layup, but it's 16-15, so Josie Usley, who has really been a tremendous asset to this team, Jeff, as a freshman.
Yes, she has. She's played very, very well, Bob.
The foul is on Noel Rauch. The freshman, Josie Usley, will go to the line. Hit a three earlier in the game, and Josie misses it.
No good. 16-15,
timeout for the Falcons. Why don't we just
stay
here
for a
because
while.
We can't
don't
seem
do
to
anything. Don't do anything.
I have no idea what the problems were. I know the other announcer who was here from Warren was getting frustrated.
Yeah, he dropped the line just completely dropped on it. And, again, we apologize to all those that sponsor this program and all that. We got here. We were here for an hour before game time, got ready to go on, and absolutely nothing. And we apologize. As I said, the station prior doing the Marietta game, he dropped his call, just completely went dead. So we don't know what's going on, but finally, we're here and got it, so we apologize.
Jeff, the coach for Fairfield Union, used to coach against me, Coach Pickerton's Legion team, reminded me of a story he heard during one of the MacArthur-Pickerton games. He said, that was 10 years ago, and I still get more mileage out of that than any story of all time. It's not suitable for airtime.
No, we can't use that one.
It's a bad one.
Usley's second one after the timeout.
Usley misses, and out comes the Falcons, 16-15.
A lot of movement in this offense for the Falcons, Bob.
There's a three ball, no good. That was taken by Rauch. And, oh, nice job. They got Josie Usley open for a layup, and Usley makes it. And the Vikings go ahead, 17-16. Rod thought he would have a chance, Jeff, today to pull off an upset. And maybe that'll happen. Let's hope. And there's going to be a turnover Roush, so the Vikings will get the ball back.
This press is bothering the Fairfield Union Falcons a little bit.
Yes, it is. And Rob thought he was going to try to do that because he knows if they get the ball down low. Fairfield Union is a number three seed with an 11-9 record. Vinton, the sixth seed, with a 7-11.
The winner plays Marietta Saturday at 2:35, Bob.
And we'll be here.
And we'll be here.
If we win. And let's see if, yep, we're still on. We just heard a click, and that's always dangerous.
Yeah, it always
here.
Worries us here.
Bentley out top. They're hounding her. She somehow dribbles through traffic but loses
and then
it.
Loses the ball.
And
then
and
there's got to be a foul somewhere.
Aaron Jones.
And there it is.
No, they're going to give the ball to Fairfield Union as inbounding for Fairfield Union will be Kara Gornell. She gets it to Roush. She's guarded by Joe Zuzzi. Jeff, I would not want Joe Zuzzi to guard
me. No, I would not.
She just really is a defensive machine. Vikings into 3-2. Look, working pretty well, Jeff. I think they're a little frustrated by it. They miss. Out comes Bentley, who's had a boatload of rebounds for the Vikings. They lead 17-16, 5:38 mark of the second quarter. Usley puts it on the deck. Josie takes it to the basket, misses it. Rebound out by Natalie Thurston. Vikings trying to find their shooters. Nice pass down low by Fairfield Union, but they miss it. They're going to call a foul on Cassie Bentley. Jeff, I'm not sure you could be any more straight up than that.
She leaned into her, I think.
Jeff, I'll repeat. I don't think you could be any more straight up than that. That should not have been a foul.
I agree. I'm on your team. That puts Sunkel. If we're pronouncing these wrong, we apologize. First one's up and good.
We weren't too. We didn't have a lot of time to get that pronunciations down as we were trying to get on the air.
No.
Well, Sunkel makes it. The officiating has been very, very good today.
Old friend Bub's here, and
Seth Michael from Jackson doing a great job. They're always two of the best, Jeff.
Yes, they
really
are. Sunkel makes the second one.
Lowell taught the class that we were in.
Yeah.
And passes.
Yeah,
18-13, and Jeff had the highest written score on it.
I did. The only time I've beat you in my entire life.
There's been a talk about a grand jury investigation about that. There might have been some help. Rattaball, ball goes off her fingers, out of bounds, and that makes it 18-17.
Fairfield Union,
they'll have the ball. Inbounding will be Marilyn Sunkel. They got some hard names to pronounce.
Yes, they do.
Bob Grillo, Jeff Thacker here on 98.7 WYRO. The Viking boys, of course, there's going to be a travel out top. And Josie Uzzi's creating havoc, Jeff.
Did he call a travel?
Yes.
Okay.
Jeff, the boys tournament game will be
next Saturday.
Yeah, next Saturday. And then, of course, they have Wellston Friday, senior night. And the Vikings throw the ball away in an inbounds pass. And
there's got to be a foul.
There's got to be a travel right there. That's got to be a travel.
And well, it is. Called her it laying is. On the line, I think.
Vikings got to take better care of the ball.
Yes, they do.
Though. I mean, you got to get the inbounds pass in. 18-17, Fairfield Union
now
leads.
They're going to do a little press of their own. Well, now they back
off. They've had trouble with that because Bentley's been clearing out. And even though she'd be a post player on most teams, bringing the ball up and doing a pretty good job, Jeff.
Right.
Good screen being set out top by Sammy.
And 5 seconds. Wow.
I absolutely hate the 5 second call.
Wow.
That was a 5 second call. You don't think so?
Well, I do. I agree with the call, but man, that was fast. That was 1-3-5.
Jeff,
that
was a timeout. Should we risk going
Let's
to a commercial?
Let's take one. See what happens.
All right.
We'll be back in 60 seconds.
My eyes on your side. Got an early morning dead side. Looks like those braids aren't easy to tie.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, basketball fans, shoot for three with auto, home, and life insurance from Nationwide Insurance and the Virgil Hamilton Agency. Check us out online at virgilhamilton.com.
For authentic Asian bistro, stop by the Tokyo Steakhouse in the Evans Center. The Tokyo Steakhouse. Fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking. Get all the flavors of an authentic Asian bistro and even fresh sushi right in the heart of downtown Jackson. Carry out is also available, so call the Tokyo Steakhouse at 740-286-6881. Come savor delicious authentic Japanese Asian cuisine. Try the Tokyo Steakhouse. Fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking in the Evans Center in Jackson at 740-286-6881. We'll be right back. And now back to Benton County Vikings High School Sports on Classic Rock 98.7 FM.
Back at Logan High School where the Vikings trail the Falcons of Fairfield Union by a score of 18-17. It's been a really good ball game. I'd like to send a shout-out to Kayla, Jacob's girlfriend at the booth, who's listening to us to make sure that we don't drop. So, Kayla, you're quite a gal.
Yes, we are, and we've given him instructions on what he should do, so we'll see what happens.
Fairfield Union has the ball. That is Hannah Burnside. Burnside for three, in and out. And they have a tall post player. They get the ball down low. Nice dish down low to Natalie Thurston.
Makes it 20-17, Bob.
Vikings just got to get a little more consistent, Jeff, in terms of.
And not get in a hurry. They start firing up threes. This could get out of hand real fast.
It's going to be hard to post up. This team's very big.
Yes, they are.
Nice pass down to Sammy Joe. Sammy Joe down low. Nice left hand by Sammy and puts it up and in. Makes it 20-19. That was a great pass in by Usley as well.
It was. Nice entry pass for sure.
Vikings have played three players off the bench.
Oh, backside missed her. She's there again, Bob.
Oh,
they don't see her.
Oh, yes. No, nice job by Bell Lambert. Or that's Jusley to
that's
come
Usley,
out with
yeah.
Jones puts it on the deck. Nice pass. Oh, it's stolen. They're going to call a foul. Got to get it into Sammy Joe Thompson. Jeff, I think the Vikings have a nice game plan for
tonight. I do, too. I like it. That foul's on number 24. That would be Evie Wilshire.
20-19, 3:17 to go in the second quarter.
Inbound to Usley.
Usley, little crossover dribble, little runner. Josie, no good.
One and done for the Vikings, Bob.
Sunkel comes out with it. That's probably not a matchup the Vikings want. They bring the Vikings post player out top. Now the Vikings sliding back into the zone. There's a three ball by Fairfield Union. They drain it. That is Hannah Burnside. And that makes it 23-19. That was big, Jeff.
Yes, it was.
Big. The Vikings just got to be patient. There's a three by the Vikings. And drained by Cassie Bentley. And a timeout by Rod Bentley. 23-22. Rod takes a 30. We'll stay right here. And a very good ball game. We wish we could have brought you the first quarter because it was pretty good, too.
It was pretty good, too. While we've got this timeout, let's go over radio talk. Bob, tomorrow night we'll be back on for senior night when we're home for the final time when the Vikings take on the Running Rockets, who have been playing very well of late.
Know a lot of kids in the Rockets, Jeff. Yeah. I coach my son and I, and Mike Moore from Jackson, coach a lot of them in Legion. Some very, very good boys right there.
Right. Now I think that's a triple, so that'll start at 5. We'll get on the air about 8, I believe. And then if Benton County's girls win tonight, we'll be back at Jim Myers Gymnasium at 2:35 on Saturday to bring you that game with Marietta. If not, our next broadcast after Friday will be with the boys, their tournament game against the winner of Marietta and New Lex.
Ball's in bounds. Fairfield Union struggles to get it down the floor. They do. And the ball's on the deck. There's going to be Vikings defense. The 3-2 has really worked well, Jeff.
Yes, it has. And they're moving it really, really well.
A double dribble. Maybe a triple. Are they going to call a foul or a double dribble?
Okay.
That was maybe a triple dribble, Jeff. They had the triple jump in track.
Well, one thing, it was obvious because we both saw it.
Yeah. Sammy Thompson hits the deck, and the rule is when someone hits the deck, there's a foul.
There's got to be a foul. That's Burnside's first.
Send a couple shout-outs, Jeff, to Ann Ward, who always listens to us, to Larry Donahoe and Glenna Donahoe. I'm going off the top of my head. I didn't have a chance to write them all down. But Jeff helped me out here. We got Doug Lash. I want to send a shout-out to Marla Ramey, who's going to have her benefit Friday from 9 to 12. Be a Chinese auction at South Elementary, and then they'll have bands at the Eagles from 7 to 1 to raise money for Marla.
Is that Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
Okay.
And we'll get a couple other ones in here. Just a second. Jeremiah Griffiths sent a shout-out to him. He said some test. Oh,
Thompson.
Sammy Thompson takes it to the basket. The Vikings go ahead 24-23. And I like the game plan of Rod Bentley. I really do. I talked to Rod a couple times this week, and he liked the way the girls practiced and liked the defense they were in. But there's a three ball, and it's drained. The Vikings got to go out in their shooters. That was Kaylee Dennison, and that makes it 26-24.
Jeff, you're not helping me with the shout-outs at all.
I'm
Darian Radabaugh, cross-court pass down to Usley. Usley. Oh, it's stolen
turnover
by Dennison. May Gillen and Jim Gillen.
Yeah, there you go.
And there is Fairfield Union with the ball. Dennison, they better know where she is. She's hit two threes. She's wide open again. She misses that one. The Vikings screen out, but don't go after the ball. Radabaugh comes out with it. Vikings trail by two with 1 minute to go in the first half, 26-24. Pretty good game plan, Jeff, by
yes,
the Vikings.
Yes, it is, by both teams.
Bentley.
About to be, and there's a turnover by the Vikings.
She played here her first 2 years, so this, I think, is her first trip back to Jim Myers Gymnasium, Cassie. I think the Vikings got to get a little more physical rebounding-wise.
Agreed.
Down low, Jeff. They let some backside rebounds go. Dennison, they need to know where she is. Vikings do a half-court trap. They get the ball down low. No good. They're like right there, Jeff. They got to get those rebounds right
there. Yes,
they
do.
Back up and in was Marilyn Sunkel because you had inside position. You got to get those.
28-24.
Aaron Jones down to Sammy Thompson with a left hand, and she's fouled. Sammy's doing a nice job taking it to the basket today. She's been sick a little bit. Seventh grade girls won, Jeff, their tournament game. That's courtesy
good
of Linda Bartow, so congratulations to them and their head coach, Josh Ruckel, assisted by Bethany Ruckel. Or maybe Josh assists Bethany, I don't know.
One of those.
No, it's Josh as a head coach, did a nice job.
Thompson's first one's good, makes it 28-25.
That'll come Cassie Bailey.
Fairfield Union.
Comes Bella Lambert, who's played extremely well, Jeff. Been a rebounding machine.
Yes, sir.
Sammy Joe will go to shoot her second one and drains it. And it makes it 28-26 with 28.7
That's
seconds to go.
8 points for Sammy Joe.
Bella Lambert, who will play some defense and rebound. Going to be bike. Going to be Fairfield Union balls.
Yep.
It goes off the toe.
Up easily.
Jeff, you're getting some fan mail. Seventh grade girls going to be a very good high school team, Jeff.
Yes, they
along
will
with the eighth graders. Going to be really help this program. A lot of talent coming. Oh, a nice pass down low, but goes off the fingertips of Natalie Thurston.
So Vikings with 11.9 seconds, chance to tie or take the lead, Buff.
Cassie Bentley will inbounds. She thinks about going long distance, doesn't, gets it out to Usley. Usley, cross-court pass to Aaron Jones. Aaron with a little runner, throws it up, no good. Rebound, Sammy Thompson. She shoots almost over the basket. 1 second to go, don't foul. And down goes a Falcon, but no call. So at the end of the first half, it's 28-26. We'll be back after this timeout with halftime stats.
When Dan Will founded his bank in 1867, he didn't know his Vinton County National Bank would be a household name in 2017. For 150 years, they've provided customers with superior service and the most advanced banking products available. They're celebrating that 150-year legacy with special events and offers all year long. See vcnbfamily.com/150 for details and to learn more about the tradition that is the VCNB Financial Family. Member FDIC.
Is your dentist a participating provider, or do they just take your insurance?
Hi, I'm Sue. I've been with Family Dental Center for about 20 years now. I'm happy to work for a group of dentists that accept most PPO plans. It shows that our dentists care, and they want to provide quality care to our patients at a cost that they can afford. Their cost savings can be so tremendous if they go to an office that accepts their PPO.
Family Dental Center, with locations in Chillicothe, Circleville, and Jackson. Owned by Drs. Green, Miller, Crabtree, Seeley, Catlos, Wilcox, and Brower.
Are you or someone you know confined to your home and require health care due to injury or illness? Contact the Vinton County Home Health Agency, a division of the Vinton County Health Department in MacArthur. Our agency provides a variety of services including skilled nursing, physical therapy, personal care aid, and homemaking services in the comfort of your own home. Let our qualified professionals make life easier for you and your family. Call Vinton County Home Health at 740-596-4573 today. It's your right to choose your home care provider. Ask for Vinton County Home Health, serving Vinton and surrounding counties. We'll be right back.
Baby, back in 1978, Ramey's Home started a tradition that you're really going to love. And that's saving folks around here the most money possible on the best built, manufactured, and modular homes in America. And Ramey's Home's low everyday prices could save you thousands over site-built housing. Shop Ramey's Mobile Home 7 miles west of MacArthur on Route 50 and 2 miles south of Chillicothe on US 23, where you don't have to be the king to live like one, baby.
Hey, this is Holden down at Mullins Pizza in MacArthur, and I just want to offer you guys a good deal while JC's not around. Why don't you come in and get an 18-inch pepperoni pizza, 12-inch breadsticks, and a 2-liter of pop for $19.99.
Holden, JC's going to kill you.
Oh, he's not going to find out.
Holden!
Oh, I'm out of here.
Hey, it's Ryan. Come into Mullins Pizza and get an 18-inch one item, order of breadsticks, and a 2-liter of pop for $19.99. But hurry before JC finds out.
That's Mullins Pizza on Main Street in MacArthur. Give him a call at 596-5906. For authentic Asian bistros, stop by the Tokyo Steakhouse in the Evans Center. The Tokyo Steakhouse. Fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking. Get all the flavors of an authentic Asian bistro and even fresh sushi right in the heart of downtown Jackson. Carry out is also available, so call the Tokyo Steakhouse at 740-286-6881. Come savor delicious authentic Japanese Asian cuisine. Try the Tokyo Steakhouse. Fun and friendly fresh hibachi tableside cooking in the Evans Center in Jackson at 740-286-6881. And now back to Benton County Vikings High School Sports on Classic Rock 98.7 FM.
Back at Logan High School, Jeff has the stats for the first half. Go ahead, Jeff.
I do. For the Fairfield Union ladies, Burnside with 8, Sunkel with 9, Dennison with 3, and Thurston with 8. For the Lady Vikings, Radabaugh with 4, Jones with 4, Josie Usley with 5, Cassie Bentley with 5, and Sammy Joe Thompson leading the Lady Vikings with 8.
So it's been a good ball game. I like the defense the Vikings have played, Jeff. Switching from the 3-2 to 2-3, sometimes three-quarter traps, sometimes half-court traps. So it's kind of befuddled the Falcons. But the Falcons have been real patient getting the ball down low. And the Vikings, I think, they've had position about 4 or 5 times on rebounds and just have not been out-hustled by Fairfield Union, Jeff. So they got to make sure they're getting those rebounds when they have inside position.
Yeah, and it hasn't, it really hasn't been because of the height factor. It's just been they've been out-muscled. I agree with you.
Well, I don't know if it's out-muscled. They're just not working as hard for the rebounds. They're working harder on everything but it. So they got to get harder on the rebounds. So anyway, if you're Coach Bentley, what are you telling him in the locker room, Jeff?
Do everything you've been doing the first half plus rebound a little better. I think we'll win this thing.
I think we can, too. I think it's a very winnable game for the Vikings in this game. And Jeff, I think you alluded to the tournament schedule. If the Vikings were to win this game, they'll come back and play on the 18th.
Which is Saturday
at 2:45. And they play the winner of Warren Marietta. And we just saw Warren.
Yeah, and Marietta, was it Warren won, right?
Yes, Warren
okay.
won.
Okay. Yeah, that Marietta was an interesting ball game.
And Warren's a team pretty similar, I think, to this team right here, Jeff, in terms
right.
of size. So it's a game I think if the Vikings could get there, could maybe make a little run here. So some interesting stuff in high school basketball. Great game. I went to it, Miami Trace Benton game. How often do you see that, Jeff? You see the two number one seeds in the different brackets meet after the tournament seeds playing. Real good ball game, decided by 5. I think those two could meet again. I think Benton has their first game. They will play the winner of Marietta and New Lexington. Marietta's an interesting team. Lots of size. Lots of guards. They got like 5 guards.
Yeah,
they're very similar to
guards.
Benton County. New Lex had a big win this year against Athens. So that could be the Vikings will be fine, but those would be some tough games. And then I think an interesting game would be Miami Trace will play the winner of a play-in game between Washington Courthouse and I can't remember who, but say it's Washington Courthouse, the arch rival of Miami Trace, who's given them some fits over there.
That could be
a tough first-round game.
That could very well.
But I will say I think Miami Trace is one of the most talented teams I've seen in the area since I saw the Chillicothe Cavaliers in 2008 win the state title. They have a lot of talent.
Yeah, there's a bunch there. You're exactly right. Let's talk a little bit. You mentioned the words, and I've read a couple articles, because Vinton County's playing the winner of a play-in game. What do you think about that?
You've got
2 days to prepare.
I really think that Benton County has a legitimate chance to go further than they've ever gone. I really do. I like the matchups that they got. I think there's a ton of talented teams. This is maybe the most difficult team brackets to come out of, but you only win one game, and I think you win your sectional, Benton.
Yes.
So you go to OU, and Benton's played well at OU.
They have.
And if they were to keep winning, they would keep playing at OU, which would mean we'd be able to get our big crowds there at OU.
There you go. And I'm just trying to get your take on the play-in piece, where you know that team that you're waiting on, you don't know who you're playing till 2 days before you play them.
Well, I think
that's not a lot of prep time.
These teams know each other pretty well, though, I think. So if you were to play the winner of, and Marietta has five guards, I've been hearing that today from one of the coaches. So I think they know a little bit.
They know a little bit. I think.
And NewLex, we play NewLex. It seems like
every year
in the tournament, either them, Sheridan, or Fairfield Union.
Right.
So I mean, there's not a whole lot of difference. So. I think, and Matt does, if you've ever seen one of Matt's scouting reports, he does a great job. If you've seen one of Rod's, he does a great job. So we've got two really good coaches, and they're pretty similar guys. They're pretty intense guys. They're hard workers. And, so I really believe that the boys have a legitimate chance. I mean, there's some tough teams intersectional. I mean, Galplis is a 7-foot freshman.
Right.
They have to play Waverly, who only has five losses. So if Benton were to win their first game, they play the winner of Galplis and Waverly. Two really good teams. The 7-footers getting all kinds of interest. Then you have in the bottom part of the bracket, you have Logan Elm and Warren. Warren's always very big, very physical. Logan Elm has given Benton some fits over the years.
Exactly.
So, and then in the other bracket, you got Chillicothe, who just put a 30-point beating on Uniota the other night. Uniota's
right.
A very good team. So you have them on the other side. You have this Miami Trace team. So. You got some really good teams, and you got Athens over there. You have some very, very good teams, so anybody could come out. I'm not sure where Megs is. Megs is in one of them, but so it's going to be an interesting tournament. Out comes the girls from Benton County right now. And I can say this, Jeff, having helped with the girls program and coached them in the summer and going to some of the practices, I'm not sure anybody's will outwork these girls, that's for sure. And
Fairfield Union comes on the floor as well, Bob.
Fairfield's a very big team, Jeff.
Yes, they are. Well, we're about a minute and a half away from third quarter action. Let's take a timeout, and we'll be back in 60 seconds.
When Dan Will founded his bank in 1867, he didn't know his Vinton County National Bank would be a household name in 2017. For 150 years, they've provided customers with superior service and the most advanced banking products available. They're celebrating that 150-year legacy with special events and offers all year long. See vcnbfamily.com/150 for details and to learn more about the tradition that is the VCNB Financial Family. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Haley Sowers, fellow Viking and the pharmacy manager at the new Shriver's Pharmacy in MacArthur. Our name has changed, but our team hasn't. You'll receive the same great patient care and customer service you've grown to expect close to home. So stop in to check out our full line of school spirit gear. We'd like to wish all area athletes a safe and healthy sports season. From our team to yours, go Vikings! Local and independently owned since 1979, Shriver's Pharmacy, because we care.
And now back to Benton County Vikings High School Sports on Classic Rock 98.7 FM.
Back at Logan High School where it's 28-26. The Vikings trail at halftime. Again, congratulations to the 7th grade girls and head coach Josh Ruckel for their big win. And, Jeff, I do have the brackets
okay. For
the boys tournament. I forgot
you
to
had
I
it,
took
so
a
you
picture
punched the
of
wrong button.
So the Vikings will play the winner of Marietta and New Lexington. If they win that game, they play the winner of Waverly and Galley Academy. And then you would play, on the other side, it's Uniota playing the winner of Greenfield, McLean, and Hillsboro in their playing game. And then Warren, Logan Elm at the bottom end. So it's going to be Fairfield Union ball. They're going to run a stack on the out-of-bounds play. No idea why, since the Vikings are not pressuring. So you have like five teams lined up like a soccer team in a free kick. The Vikings
That's
are switching to man, Jeff. Switching to man. I'm not sure. I'm a little shocked at that. How about you?
Me too. Probably just trying to confuse them a little.
Yeah. They get the ball down
There's that
low.
Big height advantage.
And it doesn't work as Cassie Bentley gets another rebound. Cassie kicks it out to Sammy Thompson. They had a big first half, Jeff.
Yes, she did.
Aaron Jones. Aaron's going to take a little runner. And the rebound by Fairfield Union. Thurston. There's Rauch, gets the ball out to Sunkel. Sunkel, guarded by Radabaugh. She goes
down. That's going to be
a foul. And again, that's the right call to make. Someone goes down, you call a foul. Very 28-26, 7:18 to go third quarter. Bob Grillo and former Ironwood lead singer Jeff
Here we
Sacker.
Go.
Ball goes down low. There's a shot, no good. The Vikings do not screen out, and there's another basket by Catherine Qualls.
She's a big girl.
Her mom works with you, is that right?
Yes, she does.
Sammy Thompson at the top of the key.
Qualls got in foul trouble early, got out, set out most of the first half.
The Vikings an unforced turnover, which is deadly. 30-26. They're down trying to do a little weave, and just the pass got away from them.
Can ill afford to turn the ball over, Bob.
Yeah, those are just unforced ones. You can't make unforced ones. Oosley is just really playing
some
defense.
She really is. She is a heck of a defensive player. And
they
there's
a foul.
Foul
on, is it going to be on Radabaugh or Sammy Joe?
I didn't see who he said. That's her second.
She's done a good job staying out of foul trouble. And
Stunkel at the line.
And you hear what Rod just said, box out. He knows that's the key. They got to box. This team's so much bigger. Stunkel makes the first one to make it 31-26. This is kind of a crucial stretch, Jeff.
Yes, it
the
is.
Vikings. Head coach Thomas Stedman, very calm for them. They
Stunkel
miss it.
The
and the
second,
Vikings
they
don't
get their
screen end. Out again. They don't screen out again. You got it. When you have the inside position, you have
got to screen
they
out.
Did have inside position. They got to get the ball, though.
But they will get the ball.
So pressure now by the Falcons as they smell a little blood. They're having a hard time getting it in, and
there
don't.
There it is.
And there on the press record, no one came toward the ball, Jeff.
So another unforced turnover by the Vikings.
Oh,
that might have got away with a little bit of a walk there.
Stolen by Darian Radabaugh. Darian Radabaugh, we need this layup. Darian Radabaugh misses.
No.
He's got pressured. Cassie Bentley, they're going to call a jump on. A very good call by Seth Michael right there.
And it will be Falcons ball.
Vikings calling for a foul, but that was clearly a jump ball.
I agree.
31-26. Vikings got to get a stop here, Jeff. And there's another steal by Radabaugh.
Stolen
back.
Right back.
They get the ball down low. And they're going to call,
they're going to call a foul.
I was going to call a foul. They're going to a little triangle trap right here, Jeff. A one.
And the Vikings think they called a foul. Well,
wait a minute. I thought it was going to be they called a travel.
He did call a travel.
And
that's right.
And
now
Rob,
we're talking.
Bub corrects it.
Bub
was
doing.
Right on it. Great piece of officiating by Bub Norris.
Oh, my.
Cassie Bentley got bailed out right there.
Yes,
Jeff,
sir.
Either travel or a jump ball. And Coach Stedman says the same thing.
That's Burnside's second foul.
I think he's having trouble with the press right now, Jeff. And
what's the old adage? Teams that press hate to be pressed.
And the Vikings
turnover.
Turn it over again.
Nice look ahead by the Falcons.
Burnside
with the score. That's her 10th point.
And this press has really bothered the Lady Vikings, Jeff. Still bothering them. They need a basket here badly. 33-26. Plenty of time. There's a volleyball line three by Cassie Bentley. No good. Rebound by Josie Usley. Almost made it.
And a turnover.
Ooh, Darian Radabaugh takes one in the chin.
Yes, sir.
Cross-court pass. That's Burnside in the block. Burnside kicks it out. There's Roch, top of the key. No good. Again, Vikings have inside position. Don't get the rebound.
Again, they have it. And there's a foul. That's on Bentley.
And he's going to put in a little more size. He's going to put Kendall Fee and Bell Lambert in.
Who?
What are you talking about?
He announced the wrong name.
No.
So Thurston at the line shooting two. First one's up. No good.
Kendall Fee comes in.
As well as Bell
Lambert.
Lambert. Second one for Thurston.
They got to get
up and no good as well.
And Sammy Thompson, who's played a very good game, comes out with the rebound. 33-26. The Vikings need a score.
Yes, they do. It's been a while.
The diamond press has been deadly against the Vikings here. with 5:22 to go in the third. They trail by 7.
Jones is going to run the
and
point.
There's another turnover by the Vikings. I think he's got to have Cassie bring the ball up.
I agree. There's that height advantage again.
They're so big.
And Cassie's not even on the floor right now. He's got 2 fouls.
Ball goes down low. Height advantage, but kicked off her foot, so it'll be Viking ball. Cassie will come back in
for Jones. So Thompson will inbound the ball.
Bentley comes out with it. She's going to cross the timeline. Goes behind the back. Puts it on the deck. Gets it out to Sammy Joe Thompson. Sammy Joe's going to try to drive it in. And they're going to call a foul
reach
on the floor. So the Vikings will get the ball down low. Cassie Bentley will inbounds.
The third foul on Qualls.
33-26. It's been a while since the Vikings have scored. They get it to Sammy Joe out top. They're going to call a travel. Good call.
Vikings look a little befuddled right now, Bob. The best word I got.
Yeah. Well, I think the Diamond Press has bothered him.
Qualls takes a seat, and Burke comes in.
Burke. Katie Burke. Dad's probably the assistant coach and the head baseball coach there. There's a take by, and a good Cassie Bentley comes out. The Vikings struggle, fight over the ball. There's a travel call. There's a take to the basket. No good, and the Vikings got to get those rebounds, Jeff.
And
there's
another
gonna
foul.
Be a foul.
And that might be on Bentley again. That's Sammy Thompson. That's her
third, I think.
Third, yes.
So Darian Radebaugh will come back in. And the Vikings, Jeff, have not scored this half.
No.
Burnside picks the first one. Or that's Thurston.
34-26. Falcons. Second one up. And no good.
And again, the Vikings get inside position.
And almost don't get the rebound.
Vikings have done a good job. I don't know whether they're just that much bigger, Jeff. Because they have screened okay. Aaron Jones gets it down to Darian Radebaugh. They got to get Darian to get that open three, Jeff.
Yeah, Darian hasn't had many shots in this game.
Another turnover by the Vikings. No good. And Fairfield Union gets another rebound. Out comes Kendall Fee. Good job by Kendall to come out with it.
2-point blank shots for Fairfield and missed them both.
Vikings
Bob.
Need a basket desperately. And there's a three by Bentley. That's what they need. In and out. Couldn't have gone down any further, Jeff. And
there's
a
gonna
foul,
be a foul
called
on
Aaron Jones on the sidelines.
I think that might have been a frustration foul, Bob.
Yes. Bentley shot went all the way down and came back up, Jeff. So it's 34-26. Pretty good ball movement,
yes,
Jeff.
They do. They move the ball very well. Picked up her dribble waffle high there.
A timeout by Coach Stedman, a 30. We'll stay here. The Vikings have not scored in the second half. It was 28-26 at half, and it's not been a real high-scoring game. It's been 6-0 this half, so defense rules. So, Jeff, is there any truth to the rumor that you might be getting the guitar out for senior night just to entertain
That'd
the
be
crowd?
No. That would be no.
Well, I might start that rumor. Jeff, I do have a couple other questions.
No,
now,
we're
listen,
not talking
No,
questions.
No, I got a couple questions.
Okay.
This is the attorney coming out, Amy.
Okay.
I got a couple questions. They have a lot of parts. Which one do you want?
I don't want either.
I told you I'm going to ask you some questions, Jeff, but you won't.
That one question last year lasted through all of football season and half of basketball. It had 48
all
parts.
Right,
I'll
save these questions for the card, Jeff. You know you got 30 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
34-26, 3:40 to go.
brings new meaning to the word road trip, I swear.
You wouldn't drive with us there for a couple years. We were too obnoxious.
Yeah, that's true.
34-26. Only been 6 points scored this quarter, all by Fairfield Union.
And another turnover by Fairfield Union.
It's not been a thing of beauty.
This has
Jeff.
Been kind of sloppy on both ends of the floor right now. Into the game for the Falcons is Gornell. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Pretty good crowd here, Jeff.
Yeah.
Of course, this is the place where the other gym, the Katie Smith Gymnasium, is where basketball got famous for females in Southern Ohio.
Yes, sir.
Bentley. Oh, a nice take by Cassie Bentley. He finally gets the Vikings in the board this quarter. 34-28. She's very athletic, Jeff. Oh, they miss a steal opportunity. The ball goes down in the blockers. A shot by Fairfield Union. No good. Good job by Kendall Fee to get her second rebound for the Lady Vikings, the sophomore. No one outworks Kendall. Bentley takes a three. They need that. No good. Rebound by Aaron Jones. There's a little runner. No good. Oh, and there's a little shoving going on between Kendall Fee and a Fairfield Union player. And I think it was just both of them just got tangled up and just kind of accidentally pushed each other, Jeff. You agree with that?
Yeah.
And Lexi Erickson will come back in or come in.
So Kendall gets called for the foul.
I like the effort by Kendall
Fee,
Jeff. She had two rebounds in there and showed some aggressiveness. I like the effort a lot. Lexi Arias is another person that will rebound.
Oh, nice pass and another turnover by the Fairfield Union Falcons.
Sammy Thompson will come back in.
She's got three.
She can't get another one. I think they could post Sammy.
So we're still at 34-28.
But right now, Jeff, I think you just clear out and let Cassie Bentley go because she's been able to show the ability to get to the basket. And there she goes. Now she's doubled out top. Gets it down. There's a three by Aaron Jones. Air ball rebounded by the Falcons. They get the ball
down. They got
down.
Numbers.
Oh, nice passing by the Falcons, Jeff. And putting the ball in the hole was Cara Gornell. And a great pass.
That's
that was
Wilshire
from Gornell. So it's 36-28. Vikings can't get down by more than 10, I don't think.
No, I agree with you.
But unable to get Radabaugh freed up on screens.
Another turnover.
A steal.
Oh, and another foul.
Foul by Aaron Jones.
That's her second. That will put Roush at the line.
I don't know if Rod has a Fitbit, but I bet you he's got 10,000 steps in this game. And Roush will go to the line. She had a good ball game, Jeff. She misses the first one. Jeff, they're having a half marathon at Lake Hope. And as rumors have it that you might be in that. Is there any truth to that? With
I haven't heard. That's a vicious lie.
That's another rumor starting today. Roush goes to the line. I'm just trying to keep you happy, Jeff.
I know.
If you'd answer the question, I'd lay off. Cassie Bentley crosses half court. Cassie takes it.
Oh, that's an NBA walk if they don't call it.
She walked from the foul line down, but she's going to shoot two. And they need these free throws, Jeff. Cassie leads the Vikings.
I don't know.
She has 7 points. Sammy Thompson has eight. And she makes it. That makes it 36-29.
Second one is no good. And good. That will be
Darian Radabaugh. Good job figuring out that Vikings might have got a break there.
Might have.
Jeff, looking at the banners, there's Jackson, Logan, and Warren, last remaining members of the SCOAL. Everybody will go their separate ways in the gym here. Beautiful gym here.
Oh, it's beautiful here.
Always been a tough place to shoot for the Vikings.
Yes,
and there's
have.
Darian Radabaugh. She misses. Good hustle by the Vikings. Out comes Fairfield Union with the ball. That is Sunkel. And Sunkel crosses the line.
Man, they get the ball up the floor nice.
They sure do. Roush with the ball. There's almost a three ball. No good. They get the ball down low to their big post player. Nice runner up and in by Thurston. 38-29. Darian Radebaugh hit that. Darian had a chance for three to get it to Sammy Joe. Down low, she scores! Nice pass by Darian Radebaugh.
That foul is on Gornell.
Attribute that basket to Darian Radebaugh with the great pass down low. No one will outwork Darian. She's in the gym all the time. And Sammy Joe Thompson makes it. And Sammy now has 11 to pace the Vikings. 38-32. Oh, that should maybe. Nope.
Ball never came across.
Nope, you're right. And there's nice passing by the Falcons. No good. Out comes Cassie Bentley, and she shoves, so she will not shoot a one-on-one.
First and second foul. Little triangle press going to come back, Bob. It bothered the Vikings earlier.
They get it to Sammy Joe. Sammy comes out with it, gets it to Aaron. No seniors on the Vikings team. And right now, there's going to be a foul away from the ball on Kara Gornell. Jeff, the Vikings with four juniors and a freshman in the lineup. No seniors on the roster, as we mentioned. And a good eighth grade class coming in next year, so it should be their year. But right now, they want their season to stay alive in the one-and-done part of it. They get it to Bentley out top. Bentley takes a three. No good. Sammy Joe, good hustle, trying to save it. 52 seconds left in this third quarter. The Vikings trail 38-32. Bob Grillo, Jeff Thacker here on 98.7 WYRO. Apologize for the delay in getting on, but we had a lot of technical difficulties, as did the other station. Ball goes down low. Barefoot Union, Burnside puts it on the deck. Rauch gets it out. There's a three by the left-hander. No good. Rebound, Darian Radebaugh. Darian's going to take it herself. Oh, she has it open, Josie Usley. And Darian's going to take it, kicks it out to Sammy from the foul line. No good. Rebound by Josie Usley, a runner. Throws it to
nobody
into the crowd. Good hustle. Vikings doing a
Vikings
good job.
Vikings working hard, 38-32.
They're in this game. And the defense the Vikings have played has kept them in it. They need to stop right here, though. There should have been a kick, and there's a kick.
And there was.
Speaking of kicks, Jeff, soccer coming back to Vinton County for the youth.
Fee and I'm looking. Or no, I'm sorry, Erickson.
Let's see who come in.
And Bell Lambert.
Rebounders.
They're going to go for one, I think. No, maybe not.
Wow. There's going to be a foul on Bell Lambert. See if they bring in Cassie back in with 8 seconds. They probably will bring back in some offense. They're going to bring in Jazzy Sharp.
Sunkel back at the line.
Jazzy Sharp, a three-point shooter. Sunkel.
First one's up. Good.
It just doesn't seem, Jeff, I've said it for years, it just doesn't seem like the ball hits the rim here. It gets a true roll.
No, it's just different.
It just doesn't seem like it gets the true roll. A hard roll, I guess.
Sunkel's second one is up and no
good. Right there. I mean,
yeah, just weird.
Vikings got 4 seconds. They get it to Aaron Jones. They got to get a shot off. Aaron down to no good. So at the end of three, it's 39-32. We'll be back after this timeout.
At Belicio Foods, commitment to the community is at the core of our company. We've been feeding people for over 25 years, and that means we've also employed folks from right here within the community. So we're proud to give a little something back. Donating to local charities and helping local organizations, we are helping to make the community closer and stronger. Belicio Foods, we're your neighbors, we're your friends, we are part of the community, and always will be.
Nationwide is on your side. So you're up at dawn, kid, look alive. You've been saving for a big man cave. Good luck with that, Dave. So many things you're doing with your life. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, basketball fans, shoot for three with auto, home, and life insurance from Nationwide Insurance and the Virgil Hamilton Agency. Check us out online at virgilhamilton.com.
And now back to Vinton County Vikings High School Sports on Classic Rock 98.7 FM.
Back at Logan High School for the fourth quarter tournament action, the Vikings trail by 7 against the Fairfield Union Falcons. The Vikings need a big quarter here. Sammy Thompson, high post. They go four high. Sammy might have got it. There's a three by Darian Radabaugh. They need that. No good.
Off the bat, the Falcon ball.
Kind of hit the strap, Jeff. We haven't seen that all season.
No. We haven't called that all year. Vikings still in the press. Got to hurry if you're Fairfield.
Vikings got to stay in the press right now. They get the ball down low, and there's going to be a foul on Darian Radabaugh. And going to the line will be Catherine Qualls.
That's Darian's second. That will put Qualls at the line shooting two. She's got 2 points so far this evening. Her first one is up. I think she's left-handed, Bob.
Yeah, the ball just does not come off the rim.
It's odd.
I know I've said it for years, but I've just...
You keep saying it. Makes the second one. Makes it 40-32.
Vikings get the ball there. Sammy Thompson, she puts it on the deck, kicks it out to Darian Radabaugh. Darian's going to take it. And almost another turnover. Radabaugh gets it back, gets it to Sammy Joe. Sammy's going to take it to the basket, and scores, and she's fouled. They going to count that? Yes. They better. Yep, they are. 40-34. Sammy Thompson's keeping him in the ball game with 13 points, Jeff.
That foul's on Qualls. That's her fourth. She just got back in a ball game. Thompson gets three the old-fashioned way, makes it 35-40.
So the Vikings fighting their way back with 7-11 to go in the fourth. They get the ball down low. Good job by the Vikings sliding over in the zone. Oh,
that's Qualls.
That was lucky. That one went in, Jeff. I don't think she was attempting to shoot it. And the Vikings turn the ball over in the inbounds pass, being careless, but they'll get it back. They cannot be careless in it.
No. 42-35, Falcons.
The Falcons a 3 seed, and the Vikings a 5 seed in this, or 6 seed.
6 seed, yeah.
Vikings have played an unbelievably wicked schedule. I mean, there's going to be a foul. An unbelievably wicked schedule, Jeff. There should be a 1-1. Yeah, Jones will go to the line and shoot a 1-1.
I think that foul's on Roush, her second.
It is on Roush.
Jones will be at the...
Vikings need to hit these free throws right here, Jeff, as they're down 7. With just under 7 to go in the ball game.
First one's up.
Good. So Aaron Jones puts it in. Makes it 42-36. Big crowd here, Jeff.
Yes. Second one by Jones is up and no good.
Another example of the roll. 42-36. Roush with the ball. I probably butchered that name a few times.
Yeah, we've not done well with the names for Fairfield Union. We apologize.
Coach Bentley saying we got to keep working. Got to keep working. Oh, she's not going to be denied. And they're going to call a foul on Sammy Joe, Jeff. And that's going to be put to the
floor.
Do you like that call, Jeff?
I didn't, but when a body hits the floor, you know the rules, same as I do.
Unless the body's out of control.
Exactly. Dunkel's first is up and good.
43-36. Jazzy Sharp comes in. Sharp is a sophomore.
Second one by Dunkel, no good.
And Radabaugh gets the rebound. You just need to be patient. They got plenty of time, 6 minutes and a half. Bentley with a runner. good, and that might not have been the most normal shot, but she puts it in. Rebounds, somehow the Vikings come out with it. They did not have inside position.
No, they did not.
They need a basket here to get right back in this, Jeff. Ousley puts it on the ground. Ousley cross-court pass to Sharp. Loses the handle. She's going to be fouled. She'll shoot a one-on-one, so Jasmine Sharp will go to the line and shoot
a
one-on-one.
That's the third on Thurston.
Jasmine Sharp will go to the line. 43-38. Under 6 minutes to go in the ballgame. Sharp's first one, no good. Rebound by Wilshire. Wilshire takes it himself. Takes it herself.
She's a pretty good-sized girl, Bob. She handles the ball
well.
Yeah,
they're all pretty good size there.
Turnover.
They're in Radabaugh, and
they turn it right
back
over,
and somebody's fouled.
And if that's on Radabaugh,
that is going to be on Radabaugh.
I think it is. Yep, it is. That's her third. I was thinking it was her fourth. I apologize. That will put Roush at the line, shooting two. It's Rao, I guess, Bub. I've been telling you wrong all this time.
Okay, Jeff, that's your job is to get those things together, but I had to get us on the air and do everything for you.
I know. You're so helpful. First one's up. And that is, Bobby, I know you're going to find this hard to believe. That is her first point. We have talked about her all evening, and that is her first point.
Her job is to distribute the ball, and she's done a good job of that.
Second one's up. Good as well.
That was a big turnover, Jeff. 45-38.
Yes,
Mikey's got plenty of time. Just got to get a bucket here. A three would be nice. But I'll take a two, Jeff.
Here comes a two,
Chance,
and block.
And block from behind.
That's Sunkel with the block.
The question is, how long will he keep Thompson on the bench with the four fouls? Because she was doing the scoring for the Vikings.
She was. You're right.
Probably got to get her in an offense-defense thing here. Radabaugh. Oh, they had an open Bentley. They miss her inside. There's a three. No good. That was by Jones. Josie Ousley with the steal. Ousley. Ousley's going to take it herself, a little runner.
No good.
There's going to be a foul on Aaron Jones.
That is her third. That will put, is it Sunkel with the line? Yep. .452 left.
Bring Thompson back in. I think you have to.
Sunkel at the line shooting two. Vikings trail 45-38. Make it 46-38.
The Falcons hitting their free throws down the stretch, Jeff. Vikings got to make a little run here, Jeff, pretty soon.
Second one is good as well.
47-38. Don't need to force, just need to get a basket. They miss it, Thompson, and they get her to her down low. Sammy going to be fouled. She's got to get, they got to get her the ball, Jeff.
That's going to be on Wilshire, her second. That'll put Thompson to the line shooting two.
She has 14. Coach Bentley gets a couple of his girls water.
First one's up. No good.
My high school classmate and a referee, Keith Wilson, who's in the Hall of Fame, is leaving the gym and just hired as a Rio Grande golf coach, boys and girls. Congratulations to Keith.
Thompson's second is up and short, and that's going to be off Fairfield Union.
The Vikings got a break right there,
yes,
Jeff,
sir.
And they got to get some scoring here pretty soon. 47-38. Got it within four this quarter, but then some costly turnovers, Jeff. Another
and they
one.
Turn it over.
And they're going to get a layup down here. So Fairfield Union misses.
Oh, they
the
missed
layup.
It.
Sammy Thompson comes out.
And that's going to be Viking ball.
No, it's going to be
Fairfield
Union.
Yeah, it's going to be
Union
Viking ball.
Ball.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Fairfield Union ball. You're right.
Sammy had a wide open Cassie Bentley, but went off her foot. Uzi guarding Roush. You have to talk about putting a 24-second shot clock in. Do you like it for high school? I do not.
I do not.
Pass down to Radabaugh. Radabaugh. Usley. Bentley.
Jones for three.
Good, and banks it in. 47-31. Timeout by Coach Bentley with just under four. 47-41. We'll stay right here, Jeff. And a good ball game by both teams.
Bell Lambert going to check in for the Lady Vikes.
Wish we could have they'll go offense defense for Sammy.
Right.
And I guess, Jeff, we could have brought you the first quarter, but we didn't.
Yeah, sorry.
Because of technical difficulties.
We were trying.
A lot of the Vikings boys here tonight, Jeff, watching, supporting the Vikings girls. And that's good.
I like that.
I do too. Jeff, the song Thriller being played. Now, is there
no,
any
this
truth?
Isn't Thriller. This
what is
Beat It.
All right, Beat It. Whatever, Jeff. Is there,
you're going to go out and moonwalk.
Is there any truth to the rumor?
No,
Jeff, that you,
not that rumor either.
That you wrote either.
Oh,
song.
Gosh. You know, the scary thought is you and I were in high school at the same time. Not in the same school, but at the same time.
I just wish I would have known, Jeff.
I know.
Iron, we would have been playing in my area because I would have been.
We played
time.
At your school.
You did?
Yes, we did.
Well, I couldn't get any dates, so I probably wasn't there. 47-41. Make sure we're still on there. We're hearing this clicking noise.
Yeah, I think we're
you
here.
Might be hearing a buzzing, our listeners, and we apologize for that. There's not much we can do. We always seem to have a few problems here. So the Vikings down six. A good substitution by Coach Bentley to put Bell Lambert in. He's got Adriana McManus in too, Jeff. They missed. Bell Lambert comes out with it.
And it's got to be off somebody.
Now, the Vikings, I like what he just did, Jeff. He brought in three players for players who were in foul trouble. Adriana McManus got some varsity time. And Bell Lambert, who got that, who saved that ball. So everybody in the Viking bench has gotten in. A little cross screen by the Vikings. They got to get it in, Jeff. They're struggling.
They've got to hurry.
They get it in. They get it into Sammy Thompson. She gets it there.
Jones
for three.
Off
we
for
need
three.
It.
No.
So good. Vikings trapping the lower side. And they're going to be a jump ball. Good job by Aaron Jones to tie it up.
Lady Falcons ball. No.
I thought he pointed that
he
way.
Did. Yeah, I was going to say, what's going on here?
So Sammy Joe cannot foul here.
No.
Roush with the ball. Oh, they got a wide open player down low. They don't get it, and they turn it over. So the Viking strategy works. And let's see. They got to get a basket here, Jeff.
Yes, they do. Still plenty of time. 3 minutes and 27
oh, yeah,
seconds
absolutely.
Left. Vikings down six. Lots of time to go.
Vikings led, I think, at one time in this game. They get it into Aaron Jones. She's guarded by Roush. Plenty of time, as Jeff said. Josie Uzi in the corner. Josie Uzi down low to... Oh, and the basket's good to Cassie Bentley. It's 47-43 with the dish from Uzley. Uzley. Uzley riding Hannah Burnside. Ball goes down low. They're going to call foul. That should be on the floor,
Sammy
Jeff.
Thompson. Now she's done.
Sammy, stay on the floor. Let them call it on someone else. They did not call it on Sammy. Sammy needs to be a little more poker face than that. They're going to call that an error, but with Aaron,
that's four for her.
And going to the line will be Catherine Qualls, who
makes the first one.
That's a big basket.
Yes, it is.
Vikings need the box here.
Second one's up. Count it.
Qualls makes them both, so it's a two-possession game, 49-43. Still, as Jeff said, plenty of time, 3 minutes. Oh, Bentley almost turns it over in the backcourt. Doesn't. Goes behind the back. Going to take herself and a little runner. No good. Going to be Viking ball. I see a lot of the parents of the players in the crowd, Jeff, and, you know, we've had kids playing. It's nerve-wracking.
Oh, it absolutely is nerve-wracking.
Radaball, good! And that makes it 49-45. Darian Radaball came from in the three-point line, brought it in, and hits it inside the arc. Vikings playing good defense. Jones with four fouls. Guarding Roush. Barefoot Union is going to try to win some clock. Ball goes in the block. That should be Viking ball.
And it is.
So the Vikings now 49-45, 2:20 to go in the fourth.
Trying to get the ball down to Qualls to take it at Thompson, and that time she just couldn't get the foul call. Bentley will inbound for the Lady Viking. Into Radaball.
Jeff, if we win, I might treat you to some Kentucky Fried Chicken. I went here tonight. The ball goes down to Thompson. Oh, yeah. I'll call a foul. It was not fouled. It was blocked. You're correct. Ball goes down to Fairfoot Union. They score on a layup. That makes it 51-45. Vikings missed a layup.
That was Burnside.
Plenty of time. Don't panic. 2 minutes. Jones out in the corner. Radaball. They're going to call
a travel.
Travel. And 6 minutes, just under. Vikings down six, just under 2 minutes. And Burke will come into the game. Katie Burke.
A little more size.
Rod, both teams are in the double bonus here. And the Vikings can't have Thompson or Jones foul.
No.
Jeff, there should be almost a five. Maybe a 3 second in there.
Take Jones, air out of the ball a little bit.
Jones
here.
Cannot foul, so
no,
the Vikings
cannot.
In a little trouble. Rod will go offense defense here in a minute if he does get a chance. Vikings going to have to foul, Jeff.
Yeah, they are.
They're not doing it.
They're going to run a high stack off the top.
Uzi's got a foul. Uzi's got a foul. And she's trying.
Didn't call it.
Cassie
There's
Bentley
one.
Fouls. Vikings let way too much time go before the foul, Jeff.
That's Cassie's third. That will put Katie Burke at the line.
Officiating's been great,
yes,
Jeff.
They've done a great job. Burke shoots two.
The left-hander Burke misses the first one.
Second one, good.
That makes it 52. That's a three-possession game. That was a huge free throw by Katie Burke.
Roush comes back in for Fairfield.
Vikings have two timeouts left, three for Fairfield Union. Possession arrow favors the Vikings. Both teams in double bonus. And they can't get the ball inbounds. They get it into Jones. They get it in.
Thompson.
Jones. Down to Bentley. Bentley with the layup and scores it on the pass from Jones. And that makes it 52-47. She'll go to the line. Jeff, now right now, Rod's got the shirt tucked out. He's going to go put some people in to foul. He'll take.
That's the fourth foul on Thurston, Bob.
Going to take Aaron Jones out. So let's see.
Lambert comes in
Rod's
for Jones.
Rod's shirt is out, Jeff.
I've never seen that.
Wait, he's trying to get another sub in, and he is. He's going to get – no, he didn't get her in time. Bentley
no good.
Misses.
That has to be a foul.
And
– that has to be a foul.
That's exactly, well, that's exactly what Belle Lambert was in there for to
exactly.
foul, and she did.
So who does that put at the line?
That'll put number 20, Marilyn Sunkel.
She's missed three all night.
She's been there all night.
Yeah.
Roush is going to come back in, but Sunkel at the line. He's been pretty deadly from the free throw line. Misses the first one. Big break for the Vikings. Minute eight, they're down five. Aaron Jones comes back in.
She's seven
She'll
for 11
for,
from the line, Bob.
Belle Lambert. Vikings need to screen out. The Vikings have two timeouts, so if they were to get a bucket, it would take a time. And they make it. And that makes it 53, so a two-possession game.
53-47.
Josie Usley. She gets it down to Sammy Thompson. Sammy Sammy out to Bentley. Bentley for three. No good. Rebound by Darian. Ball, but it's a block.
I don't know how many she's got, but Qualls has got several.
Oh, just under a minute. The Vikings down six in a barn burner. Vikings have played well. Got to get it inbounds. They get it into Joe Zuzzi on the block. Uzi to Sammy Thompson. They had a wide open Darian Radabaugh. It's stolen.
That's Sunkel. And she's fouled and almost Radabaugh scores it.
It's a good foul by Darian. You had to foul. So 48.5 seconds. The Vikings down six. Huge goes by the person who's lived it the longest, Sunkel.
She's 8 for 12 to this point. Make it 9 for 13.
And that was a huge free throw, Jeff, to make it a three-possession game.
And makes both.
Sunkel has lived there. And the Vikings got to get a basket and a quick timeout.
55-47.
Jones, they get it out. They're at about three. They need that. No. She misses. Rebound by Fairfield Union, and she's fouled immediately by Josie Uzley. And that will be number 10, Hannah Burnside.
So Burnside at the line.
55-47, 33 seconds to go in the ballgame.
First one's up, and no good. And again, a weird roll off the rim.
Well, the game's been won at the free throw line tonight, question. And that's been by Fairfield Union, as they've lived there, Jeff.
Second one is up, no good as well.
And out comes Cassie Lambert with the rebound. Dave Graham listening to us in Florida, and surely we appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
On the net, despite our technical
Bentley with the ball blocked.
Erin Jones kicks it out to Uzley. If she makes it, they'll call a three. They don't. And the Vikings go out to shoot a three. Bentley will take a three. Good. Let's see if they call a timeout and they get one. So 55-50. 15.9 seconds to go in the game. And it's been a really nice game, Jeff. Vikings, I think, only led one time, but it played really hard against the higher seed. And
there's no hope.
Yeah. Jeff is just Jeff, I'm just looking forward to the trip back.
Oh, I am. I can hardly wait.
Adriana McManus is going to come in. She'll come in to foul right away. With 15.9 seconds, the Vikings down five. Vikings put in a whole bunch of new players. Lexi Erickson's coming in. They can't afford a foul by either Erin Jones or Sammy Thompson. They're down five. It would almost take a miracle, Jeff.
Yeah, it would. We've seen them before. Not in this gym, but we've seen a few.
I remember watching Don Hoskins' team beat Kentucky in a miracle last second shot. I remember that well, like in the late 60s. Ethan Allen's tip-in against Alexander.
Right.
Torrey Dixon's half-court shot at the game that was played over 2 days at Alexander.
Yep.
Tournament game against Athens. So we've seen some. Oh, and there's going to be a foul by Lexi Erickson. Jeff, and that's a good foul because no time went off the clock.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's going to put Sunkel at the line, and she's kind of perplexed. How'd I get on the ground?
Sunkel has been a difference at the line, Jeff.
She is 11 of 15 from the line right now, Bob.
Vikings down six. They need to miss this free throw, hit a three, get a timeout, and pray for a miracle. Sunkel makes this one. It's all over. And
it's all
over. Sunkel's been a difference in the game.
Yes, she has.
Erin Jones. They kick it out to Cassie Bentley.
And that'll be Fairfield's ball. That'll just about do
Vikings.
It.
Rod Bentley saying there's just 8 seconds. Let's keep playing. They're down seven. Fairfield Union ball. They get it in. Foul by Darian Radabaugh.
And that's all for Darian.
She's going to go play softball when she gets done somewhere. She'll come out, and Kendall Fee will replace her. Coach Bentley used his bench well, as did Coach Stedman.
I'll tell you, the press worked well early for the Vikings.
Well, and I think the difference was the Diamond Press got the Vikings in a hole.
Yes.
At the beginning of the second half. And missing the free throw is
Hannah Burnside.
But the difference in the ball game, Jeff, was Sunkel.
Yes.
I wish I had their grades on here for these kids.
Second one is good.
It's an 8-point game, 7.3 seconds. They'll probably just let the Vikings score here. They get the ball down to Kendall Fee, misses. Here comes Sammy Thompson,
blocked, and that does it.
So the Vikings season will end with a score of 58-50. And tomorrow, or next Saturday, Jeff, Barefoot Union will come back to play Warren. So we'll take about a four-minute timeout and be back with stats and hopefully Coach Bentley.
Drive off in a tough new truck, America's longest-lasting truck, and get the best deal of the year during Ram Truck Month. Going on now at Call Auto Sales in downtown Jackson. Go anywhere, on or off-road, in one of Call's 17 new Dodge Ram trucks in stock, and take advantage of the huge rebates of up to $2,750. Make use of the available 0% financing for 36 months, plus get $2,500 in bonus cash. Going on now at Call Auto Sales in downtown Jackson. Good people, good products, and just a good place to do business.
I'm Michael Williams of R.M. Williams Funeral Service. It can be very overwhelming when you lose a loved one. Arrangements have to be made, family notified. All the things that you never thought of before come rushing in. R.M. Williams Funeral Service in Wellston is just a phone call away, and we're here to help in your time of need. Call 740-384-5755. R.M. Williams Funeral Service is a proud supporter of the Vinton County Vikings.
Need a loan? It's a slam dunk at West Banco Bank. Auto loans and personal loans, business loans and home equity lines of credit. We have it all with the fast, professional, and friendly service you deserve. Remember, you always win with West Banco. Good luck to all our area teams. We hope you have a slam dunk year. Go teams!
West Banco Bank is a member FDIC and an equal housing lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Our family works hard so we can serve your family. That's the motto at Ramey's Used Cars, which is located 7 miles west of MacArthur on U.S. Route 50 next to Ramey's Homes. Ramey's has been providing quality pre-owned vehicles since 1970, and Ramey's also has a high-quality parts department. Give Ramey's Automotive a call today at 596-4694, and don't forget to check out John's weekly specials. Just look for the signs and the vehicles in the front of the lot.
Are you or someone you know confined to your home and require health care due to injury or illness? Contact the Vinton County Home Health Agency, a division of the Vinton County Health Department in MacArthur. Our agency provides a variety of services including skilled nursing, physical therapy, personal care aid, and homemaking services in the comfort of your own home. Let our qualified professionals make life easier for you and your family. Call Vinton County Home Health at 740-596-4573 today. It's your right to choose your home care provider. Ask for Vinton County Home Health, serving Vinton and surrounding counties.
Why does Family Dental Center offer a free second opinion consultation?
This is Dr. Jeremy Crabtree at Family Dental Center. Dentistry is not an exact science. People deserve to know what their options are and how that impacts the cost of their treatment, long-term outcome. Call us today to schedule your free second opinion consultation. We'll make you smile.
Family Dental Center, with locations in Chillicothe, Circleville, and Jackson. Owned by Drs. Green, Miller, Crabtree, Seeley, Catlos, Wilcox, and Brower.
And now back to Vinton County Vikings High School Sports on Classic Rock 98.7 FM.
Back at Jim Myers Gymnasium, where the Vikings have fallen to the Fairfield Union Falcons by a final score of 58-50. For the Vikings, Darian Radabaugh with 6, Aaron Jones with 8, Josie Hoosley with 5, Cassie Bentley with 17, and Sammy Joe Thompson with 14. For Fairfield Union, Roush with 2, Qualls with 7, Burnside, Hannah Burnside with 13, Sinkel with 19, Dennison with 3, Wilshire with 2, Burke
Katie Burke with one, and Natalie Thurston with 11, Bob.
I thought the Vikings had a very good game plan, Jeff, with the zone, and I think the difference for Fairfield Union was they went to the diamond press in the third quarter, and the Vikings struggled, couldn't get any baskets there for a while, and didn't have a lot of scoring by anybody in the third quarter, either team, but they outscored us, and that was the difference, and they kind of held on to
right,
the lead.
Right, I agree.
And the Vikings had inside position a lot, but just could not seem to get the rebounds. But defensively, I thought they had a good game plan. I thought they played well. I thought great game by Sammy Thompson, and played very, very well for the Lady Vikings. So, we apologize for missing the first quarter, but we could not help it as we had some technical difficulties.
Right.
And we're seeing if Coach Bentley will come up. We haven't heard yet or seen him. Coach Stedman's coming up
for their station. He's got Sunkel with
Coach
him.
Coach Bentley's coming up now, Jeff.
Do you see him? Okay, I got him spotted.
So he'll he's coming up. Tough loss. I know Rod. 58-50, Jeff, the final. Coach, thank you for coming up. Thanks for coming up, Coach. I know it's always tough coming up after a big loss.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for everything you guys do. And, yep, sad tonight. The girls, you know, sad locker room in there. And felt like we competed with them, but just was able to get the job done.
Well, if you take away anything in the game, you know, in the one-and-done season, it's the seniors' last game, but you don't have any seniors, so that's a good thing because you have everybody coming back next year.
Yeah, you know, that's always good to do that. But, you know, like I told the girls in the locker room, you know, it's going to go fast. You know, life is fast, and right now, you know, this is an easy locker room. You know, when there's everybody's coming back, it's cheerful. But, you know, we want to start preparing in 31 days, and, you know, what I want to bring to this program and what this program and this community and everything's about is work ethic, and we just got to keep working and keep chopping at that tree, and eventually we're going to get there.
I thought you had a wonderful game plan today. You're playing the zone. I thought it was working real well. And I thought when they went maybe to the little diamond press in the third quarter, you went into a scoring drought, and that was probably the difficulty. It was probably the difference in the game.
Yeah, we started turning the ball over a little bit in that press, and you know, and again, we just could not. It seems like we couldn't get any flow going on the offensive end. And you know, hats off to them. They're a solid basketball team, and they played us well.
I thought you had a great game from Sammy Thompson today with 14 points, and your daughter had 17 points, and you had good scoring. And like you said, I think just that one turnovers and not getting much scoring there in the third quarter was a big thing. I thought you did a good job boxing out, but just sometimes the ball just was just bouncing the wrong way for you.
I just think we stare at the ball a little bit, you know.
Yes,
It seems like we just got to get better and play more in the summer. And you know, I talk to them. I want to make sure that who's all in and make sure that we want to work at it a little bit and continue to, you know, just keep pushing at it. And, you know, I was proud of them. You know, it hurts, Bob. But you know, at the end of the day, I think they competed, you know. A lot of young kids here. And you know, we played a couple freshmen today. And we're going to get better, you know.
And you know, I know that 31 days, that'll kill you not having basketball for 31 days. I know you.
I love this game. I'm in the gym tomorrow. I'm going to do something with the boys. Can't wait to watch Coach Combs and my Vinton County Vikings. I love watching those boys play, and I love our staff. You know, we'll be all right. I got to get my feel for that tomorrow. Hopefully we can beat down Wilson a little bit. You and I will get some AU ball going. I hear you putting a good team together.
Well, it is a good team until I start coaching it. Then it might not be.
You know, again, you know, in our community, I'm a newbie here. You know, I've been here, this will be my third year, but, you know, you do a great job with these young kids and you know, Coach Combs and our basketball program, how it's rolling right now. It's exciting, you know. I want to keep playing, but I think the girls are thinking about now getting that good seat tonight, tomorrow, to watch the boys play.
So in 31 days, then what do you start doing with this team since you have everybody back?
We're going to start conditioning. You know, we're going to start working in the weight room. Again, I think that's important for us. I'm going to individualize, have meetings with everybody Monday of next week, you know, and kind of let them know where they stand. And I'm going to rate you, you know, hey, you're our best player, you're a ninth player, you're a tenth player. And if you're our ninth or tenth player, how can we get you to be the top five? And, you know, I want them to compete. You know, I want everybody competing and getting better. And, you know, I'm bringing a pretty good freshman in class in next year. And our JV, Coach Jones, he really did a great job with those kids. So we're going to lay them all out there and have some really competitive open gyms and get ready for summer ball.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate it. It's always a pleasure having you. I think you've done a great job with this girls program. Our numbers are up. And you did a great job with a team with no seniors. You won a league title last year with a team that only won, I think, four or five games the year before. So hats off to you. And I think you got the program definitely headed in the right direction, and wish you nothing but the best.
Well, Coach, you know, again, thanks a lot, Bob, and appreciate you guys, how you do everything for us. And yep, we're going to keep working on these are great kids here in Vinton County, and I'm going to do everything possibly in my body to get this program better. So I appreciate everything. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you, and good luck to you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Coach. Best of luck to you. Thank you. Always a pleasure to have Coach Bentley up here, as well as Coach Combs when he comes up, and we wish them nothing but the best. And so, Jeff, that'll end the girls' season.
That will, and what a great season they've had. You know, kind of an up and down, but as Rod said, you know, there's a lot of talent coming. There's a lot of talent here already, and there's a lot of talent coming. So it's going to be – don't count the Lady Vikings out. And you blink next year, and they're going to be a very good basketball team again.
I think it's pretty similar, Jeff, to when he first came in. They had a team that didn't win a lot of games. And the next year, he kind of surprised everyone by winning the league. And so – and he had no juniors. I don't think he had any seniors his first year. And the next year, he had some seniors. Then this year, he had no seniors. So I think it's going to be maybe history repeating itself.
Well, and you know the younger program much better than I, but we both know there's talent at the 7th and the 8th. There's talent at the 6th. You know, so it's deep. So it's going to be an interesting next few years for the girls program. But for tonight, we're done with the Lady Vikings program for this year. A reminder, we're back on the air tomorrow night when the boys are home for the final stanza against the Running Rockets from Wellston. So for tonight, from Jim Meyer Stadium, Bob Grillo, Jeff Thacker saying good night and God bless.